Charles Hurt, How President Trump Can Still Win. By Charles Hurt on November 5, 2020. Yes, America, President Trump still has a solid path to victory in this election. In fact, he has a better shot at winning re-election today, 2 days after all the polls have closed, than he ever did during the entire 6 months prior to the election. Remember that? It was going to be a landslide. A blue wave, they said. He was going to lose Texas and Florida and Ohio and Iowa. He had no hope in traditionally Democratic states such as Michigan and Wisconsin. On election night, they refused to immediately call Alabama or Alaska. Today, Mr. Trump holds the monster swing states of Florida and Ohio. He won Texas, too. He is shockingly close in Michigan and Wisconsin. And he still holds an excellent chance of winning Pennsylvania, the longtime keystone of Democrats' upper Midwest chain of states. So, yes. Mr. Trump really is far more likely to win re-election today than he was 6 months ago. Or even 1 week ago. Or even 3 days ago. If Joseph R. Biden had truly romped the country like all the experts assured us he would, I would thank Mr. Trump, salute the former vice president and ask a simple question. What did Mr. Trump do wrong in this election? And what should Republicans learn from his extraordinary, brief foray into politics? But here we are. All the experts were disastrously wrong. Amazingly, many of them were even more wrong this time than they were 4 years ago. Mr. Trump is still in this. It is not over yet. Not that the guy needs to be told this, but Mr. Trump should contest every single vote in every single state for as long as he has viable legal options. And there are plenty of voting irregularities to contest. Nearly 100 million voters cast ballots early this year. A strain to the system like we have never seen before. Millions cast ballots through the mail, a process that has long been ripe for corruption. Then we read stories about thousands of duplicate ballots sent to residences and faulty ballots that were printed but not destroyed. We read a reliable story about a Republican county that Mr. Trump won with 60% of the vote 4 years ago that he lost this year by the same 60-40 margin. Possible? Perhaps. Likely? Not on your life. Few experts are more highly vaunted than blogger and former New York Times statistician Nate Silver, who is among the most enthusiastically wrong prognosticators in all of modern American politics. He dispatched a Twitter message announcing, two more batches of Pennsylvania vote were reported. 23,277 votes in Philadelphia, all for Biden. Wait. What? Did he just say 23,277 votes in Philadelphia and all for Biden? Is that even a real thing? Is anyone even capable of writing such a sentence? Saddam Hussein never held an election in which he got all of 23,277 ballots cast. Yet here we are in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. In the United States of America, the very birthplace of our constitutional republic. And Joe Biden gets 23,277 votes out of 23,277 ballots cast? Or how about the alleged fat finger typo in Michigan that magically gave Mr. Biden 100,000 votes? Clerical human error, we are assured. Okay. Maybe. How about we trust, but verify? Until we read about poll watchers heckled and escorted out of counting rooms and shields erected over windows so that election workers in Detroit can work in privacy. Are you kidding? I would like to believe all these explanations. But after 4 years of crazy hoaxes and wild conspiracy theories peddled by elected officials at the highest levels of our government, I no longer believe anything that involves them. And then there is the media that keeps getting it all wrong. For 4 years, they have been doing all the dirty bidding of elected Democrats. After all the insane lies and propaganda about Mr. Trump, these so-called watchdogs are supposed to be our last best hope for protecting the integrity of this election? Dear God. Mr. Trump should contest every aspect of this election that he can. And if that takes 6 months, then that will still be 3 years and 6 months less than Democrats and their media goons spent contesting the 2016 election. Charles Hurt is opinion editor of The Washington Times. He can be reached at Shirt@WashingtonTimes.com or at Charles Hurt on Twitter.